Nation undoing himself and presenting this unbelievable card of wrestling. Welcome, everyone, to World Wrestling Federation Presents WrestleMania.
Is WrestleMania the biggest wrestling extravaganza of all time?
Welcome, everyone. Gorilla Monsoon here at ringside with my colleague Jesse DeBody.
They're going nose to nose to nose. Mr. T and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another action-packed episode of AWI Pod. We are ready, as one man said. I'm ready for this so much, as one man said before I hit the record button. I'm your host, Brent Piles, and with me, as always, is my tag team partner. Well, we're like the Freebirds, really. We are an interchangeable tag team. We're three members. We're interchangeable. It's IGA Russell Knight. Glenn Abbott, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. That's good to hear. And with us, as always, of course, we wouldn't be here without him. He's walking in Memphis again. It's the Mayor of Canton. Hello, Mayor of Canton. He's in the hood.
I am. I've got the whole Eminem thing going right now. I'm gonna do
down. All you need is the vomit on your sweater already, Mom Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Oh
yeah. Somebody actually said that, and I made a good point about that last week.
About Mom Spaghetti?
No, not about Mama Spaghetti.
Oh.
About hoodies and the fact that you can't wear headphones underneath them without looking like an overfed hamster.
Yeah. You do look like my hamster Roberto when she's got her when her cheeks are full. Yeah.
So what they need to do is sort of make hoods a little bit bigger so you can actually put headphones underneath your hoodie.
Sometimes if it's cold, I put my headphones on and then I put my, I have two pairs of headphones. I have ones that go in your ears and then I have ones that just go over your ears. And sometimes I'll put the ones over my ears and then I'll put my stocking cap over that before I go outside. And I know that I absolutely probably look fucking ridiculous.
I could do this in reverse.
But then are we muffled? Can you still hear us?
Oh yeah, I hear perfectly fine.
Okay, well, there you go. You still look like a weirdo, but it looks better.
So what you're saying is I look like a mammal with a mouthful of nuts. Actually, it would be seed, which almost sounds just even worse.
A rodent, not a mammal.
A rodent. Yeah, I guess it'd be a rodent. You're right.
Well, isn't a rodent a mammal?
No.
Well, it has hair.
I know, but it's a totally different. It's a totally different species.
Goddamn, this is the wrong podcast. Look here. Yeah.
Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Welcome everybody to.
a working wilderness where we discuss what's a mammal and what's a rodent, ladies and gentlemen.
And this podcast is amphibious.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you guys want to hear a funny, so I listened to a Crime and Sports recently. It was an older episode on a former basketball player named Chris Washburn. I'm sure you've never heard of him because he never did anything in the NBA.
Jamal Mashburn.
I'd never heard of him until I listened to that episode. Oh.
Okay, so he could dribble with his right and left hand, and he told people that he could do this because he was amphibious.
Not ambidextrous.
No, amphibious.
Not ambidextrous. He was fucking amphibious. He could fucking play basketball underwater.
I mean, maybe he could do that too. You never know.
No, he couldn't. He could just do a lot of cocaine. That's all he could do. Lots of cocaine for that, man. Anything you guys want to talk about? Maybe an asylum match.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with Sunday.
AEW. What happened on Sunday?
AEW.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a dick, but I didn't watch it.
I would have watched
it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, apart from Darby Allin.
Sure, it probably wasn't.
The usual dick again.
Who was being a dick? Sorry.
Darby Allin.
Oh, well, no,
nearly every match, he will take a ridiculous bump on chairs or
yeah,
or whatever.
I saw this bump. I absolutely saw this.
This time, They dragged out sheets of glass and placed them on the chairs just so he could go through it and lacerate his back.
And not even come close to the person he was trying to jump on.
No, no.
Like, he literally just, like, somersaulted in the glass panes for no reason.
He had seen sense and pissed off by that point.
You think when Sting made his debut, whatever it was, I don't remember what year, he ever thought that his last match would feature a guy with bleach blonde hair and fucking makeup over his eyes doing a fucking flip off of a ladder through fucking sheets of glass and a bunch of chairs?
Probably not. No.
I bet not.
He probably didn't think anyone that would be a wrestler that was the size of him when he was 11.
Probably true. No. That's probably true. Anyway, Glenn, talk about the good things that happened on the show.
Well, it wasn't a bad show. It did Sting proud as a leaving show. It was a few dodgy matches, but you expect that from AEW. The three last matches, Sting leaving match, Samoa Joe defending his title against Hangman and
Swerve.
That was a really good match. FTR against Mox and against the BCC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was another good match.
I remember Brent many, many years ago when NXT and Swerve were around. Brent was a huge Swerve Strickland fan.
I was a big Isaiah Swerve Scott fan.
Before anyone else really talked about him, and he was just kind of thrown in with the group. What was the group?
Hit Row.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know why WWE ever let him go, and I think he's showing him now because he's one of the biggest stars in wrestling. I mean, I don't really watch AEW, but what I see is a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people like him. So I never understood why WWE let him go. And then they tried to bring Hit Row back, and it's like, you can't bring Hit Row back without Swerve. That's like trying to bring TLC back, but you don't have Left Eye. You can't do that. That doesn't work like that.
That's it.
No. But yeah, I mean, I don't watch him a lot, but I'm glad he's doing well because I've always been a big fan of him.
He's so over with the crowds, that Who's House chant all the time. So yeah, it is crazy that they let him go. Yeah, anyway, Tuesday night from there, Raw was okay, but Tuesday night we had the Asylum match.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that match.
And they started the show off with it. My God, it was incredible.
Do you guys remember the Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose Asylum match?
I try not to.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought this was going to be. That's why I was like, oh no. But it turned out to be much better.
Potted plants hanging on the top of it and unusable weed whackers or something. I don't remember what it was. It was stupid.
It was a lot strange.
It was very plant orientated because of the Mitch the Plant thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah, but yeah, this was nothing like that one. This was actually a really good cage match. Fucking Dijak did that fucking moonsault off the top of the fucking cage, which was fucking amazing.
I swear he landed knee first on him, too.
It looked like it. I assume that was the moment that you said he killed him. I assume that was the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, that was immediately thereafter. I said, I think Dijak just killed Gacy.
And Gacy just laid there laughing.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I don't know what else you do. You probably
you have to laugh just so you don't cry.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's like me watching the Bears play. I just laugh and so I don't cry.
They are doing such a good job with this psychotic Gacy.
The best part of the match is he's got that box in there. It says, do not open. And everybody knows you see a box that says, do not open. The first thing you want to do is open that fucking box. He opens the box. Pow, gets punched right in the face with that boxing glove. I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah, that was really good. That was funny stuff.
That was amazing. And Dijak got the win, too, which is nice that he finally wins a match because, as we've talked about before, he never ever wins. So
he's so good on social media, too.
Yeah.
I know you're not on the Twitter app anymore, but, man, he just kills it on Twitter. He's probably the best follow out of all WWE there is, outside of maybe The Rock, because he gives 21-minute promos.
Well, what about Chelsea Green, pal?
Well, I mean, for other purposes.
thought I might remind you of that one. The tag team match was really, really good, too. I was kind of confused about why Thea Hale threw a tantrum at the end?
I don't know. Apparently something was said.
I can tell you, I don't know what that other girl's name is in that group, but I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah. I haven't seen her throw a clothesline yet, but
it doesn't matter.
Looks good standing there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, Val.
She got their dress that last week at 75% off sale.
Yeah. But it was good. It was a fun time.
I think, what was the main event
that Tony D and Mello.
Okay, yeah, that's right. And you, number one, how did you feel about Tony D getting the not really feeling it, huh?
Let's just say Tony D'Angelo challenging Ilya for the NXT championship for like the WrestleMania NXT show is extremely underwhelmed.
But at the moment, everybody else is in stories.
Yeah, I feel like wrapping up Trick and Mello.
Trick and Mello is going to be the main event of that show. It's not going to be the world title match, whether it goes on last or not.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get maybe the split of, what do they call themselves? The Wolf Dogs? They're Wolf so Dogs good together. I don't want them to break up, honestly. I love them together.
I call them the a-holes, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. They're so good together. I don't really want them to break up, but I know Braun needs to get on the main roster just himself.
I don't think it would be a bad thing to put them on the main roster as a tag team, and then later on you could break them up. You know what I mean? A couple months, you break them up, they have feud against each other. Although I think Corbin's been doing much better stuff since he's been in NXT than he ever did on the main roster. And like we've talked about this, though. I like Corbin. I like him a lot more than a lot of people do.
Oh, I love Corbin.
Just didn't have a lot of meaningful stuff on the main roster, but I think he's got more better things going for him on NXT, but he's got to come back up eventually, right?
Oh, well, does he?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, he could just...
I'd like to see him win the NXT championship.
Stay down in it. Well, stay on NXT until he just sort of fades away to being a trainer.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. I'm not sure how old he is. He's got to be up there. Speaking of trainers, I didn't get to ask the mayor this last week. I don't know why I forgot to, but... Sean Spears returned to NXT.
Oh, I thought we were going to skip over it. You ruined my Friday night. Thanks a lot for nothing. I was thinking, man, we're not even going to bring up that asshole.
I'm sorry. Oh.
God damn it.
I guess you're getting me back for my cottage cheese remarks of this afternoon. They're fighting again. They're
fighting again. Rollins and Ambrose can't get along.
Sean Spears ruined their Friday night, too. They tried to jump off the desk and Harry carry themselves.
Goddamn Sean Spears. No, I don't know.
I like to be positive on this podcast, so I don't want to say anything about Sean Spears.
I'll give his new gimmick a try. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
Probably. It's better than the Perfect 10. I'll give him that.
Oh, definitely.
Although the man cannot cut a promo. Good God, get a microphone away from him.
He's not exactly Mr. Charisma, is he?
It's like, I don't know, he can't think of words to put together in a string and call them a sentence. It just doesn't work for him.
He can't put words together in a string and call them a sentence.
I don't know what his problem is. English is his first language, right?
Maybe you could coach him, because the way you eloquently just described that was pretty good.
Oh man, Mr. Steal Your Girl is going to be coming to you. No, I'm kidding.
That was fun. Thank you.
No, I don't know. Sean Spears, he looks like a professional wrestler. I'll give him that.
There you go. Like I said,
I'll give him a positive.
Yeah, here's another positive. He'd make a hell of a trainer.
Yeah, he'd be a great trainer.
There we go.
He's been around the world.
And he's batting 1,000 with the person he married, so we can't take that away from him, pal.
Nope.
Secretly, that's why the mayor hates him the most.
Yes, sir.
But anywho, is there anything else that anyone else wanted to talk about from the NXT? Or I guess none of us really watched SmackDown. I didn't see a lick of SmackDown. So,
well, it's only just started.
Yeah, it's only 51 minutes in, right? I'm sure the Rock and Rollins thing won't take place until the end, huh? The Rock and Roman and Rollins and Cody.
They got about 100 security guards outside.
I love security guards in wrestling. It always works out for the security guards.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Some future NXT talent is very happy they're getting to be put on a security guard.
Or some local, just some local talent. Yeah.
Whoa.
One or two of those things.
I think so. Yeah. I can't remember anything else of wrestling. Oh, wait. Rest in peace, Virgil. We missed that because he passed away right after we recorded the last time. And
yeah,
always one of my favorites. Nice guy. Met him. I know he got a lot of bad rap, but the night that I met him, coolest dude ever.
Yep. Yeah. Hashtag fuck money. Go get you some breadsticks and have you some Olive Garden in Virgil's honor.
Yeah.
If you go there, sign your name and write hashtag fuck money on there. They'll know exactly what you mean. I'll get you a 20% discount. I'm just kidding. It will not.
It might get you thrown out. Then you'll get a real discount because you haven't paid.
No, they would
Virgil
ask
wins in the end.
They would then ask you to probably leave. Yes. Look, if you're going to go out and do things that I tell you to do, you deserve whatever happens to you.
Yes, yeah.
We start the show with a disclaimer about wrestling, but there should be another disclaimer. Don't do anything we suggest in this podcast.
Yeah, ever. I mean, you should already know that coming into it. Don't do anything. Unless I tell you to watch a wrestling match, otherwise don't listen to me.
Yes.
I'm crazy. All right, so since it's WrestleMania season, WrestleMania is coming up, we're going to do we're going to watch WrestleMania 1, the original WrestleMania. So we're going to throw it up on the screen here. Glenn watched this live, didn't you, Glenn? No, I'm just kidding.
I probably did.
It wasn't on like pay-per-view or anything, so I don't think you could have.
You had to be in like a bar on CCTV or something, probably.
Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe they did closed circuit over there, but I don't think the technology was that good back then.
Welcome, everyone. Gorilla Monsoon here at Ring.
Such a great voice to hear.
I can remember getting it from the video shop.
The VHS, yeah.
Oh, yep. Yep. Going down and running. Let's listen to a little bit of the intro here.
Well, we already saw some Twin Towers up there. That's a bad sign.
The WrestleMania, this isn't the song, but the WrestleMania 1 theme is a great song. It's by Phil Collins, Easy Lover. That's a great song.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn, do you like Phil Collins or no?
Some of his stuff.
Yeah. My mom loved Phil Collins. I like you. I mean, there's a few good songs, but I wouldn't sit down and listen to Phil Collins for hours.
No, I had the No Jacket Required album because there was like three or four singles off of it.
Yeah.
So cheap to buy the whole album that it was.
They got the US Express on the show tonight. They're going into the Hall of Fame this year. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Well, the US Express.
Terrifying. Yikes.
If you didn't have the name Express in your name back then, you weren't a good tag team.
No, absolutely not. The main event, the Hulkster and Mr. T. Yeah, pity the fool. Versus Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful. Muhammad Ali is here. That's the worst picture ever. And Billy Martin. He was fired and unfired from the New York Yankees many times. And Liberace. That's WrestleMania.
Like, I was too young to remember back then, but was Billy Martin Liberace at that point in time? Do you think they were like A-list stars?
Liberace definitely was.
Billy Martin would have been in the market because he was the Yankees manager forever. So he in the New York market, a lot of people would have known him.
The only thing I knew Liberace from was being on the Batman series. I think it's the Maestro.
Yeah,
that's all I knew Liberace from.
I think they're having Mean Gene Okerlund sing the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
And now I would like to ask you.
Young Fink.
Very, looking very young and spry.
What is monosodium glutate sign?
Dog, we're talking about like amphibians earlier, and now you're using too many big words, okay? Half our audience is tuned out already. It's too many big words going on in here.
Yeah.
Let's hear him sing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm
going to
need a little help on this.
Sing, motherfucker.
Please join us with the Star Spangled Banner.
They really cut and cost.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early?
It's like at a kid's birthday party.
You can stick to your day job.
Yeah. And he's having to read it.
Just in case. Well, he knows the Canadian national anthem word for word. He's not Canadian. That's not.
Actually, they had to edit this. He originally was singing the song Invasion of the Flat Booty Bitches by Too Short.
Oh, a good song.
They edited it in the national anthem.
Yeah.
There is nothing more that I want now in my life than Mean Gene Okerlund singing a Too Short song.
With a strawberry daiquiri in his hand.
Of course, many. He's double fisting them while he's singing it.
Not the radio edit, though.
No, I don't. Of course not. No. Yeah. Is there a radio edit for that song? I don't think there could be.
That's what I was saying tonight about a song I heard, Gotta Get Some Lovin' Tonight, for the first time ever, and it was the clean version. I was so confused what I was listening to.
You thought it was a whole different song.
Like, yeah, it was. It was a completely different song. There was like 8 words that were the same.
I imagine. Like, I remember you like, they would play the music videos on like MTV or something, and then it would be a totally different song than what you would get when you got the CD. You'd be like, oh, the words aren't even the same.
Look at Lord Alfred's hair there.
He looks
That's
great.
A choice.
That is a choice.
It's great hair, dude. So the first match is Tito Santana. Hariba! You know, Tito Santana is like the only person besides Hulk Hogan to be in the first 8 WrestleManias.
It's a good stat.
You want to know how many of those matches he won?
None. The one blindfold match?
He's 1-7 at WrestleMania.
Was he in a blindfold match? Oh no, that was Martel. That was Martel.
Yeah, that would have been weird if it would have been Tito Santana and
Rick Martel. Jake Roberts. Yeah, I was thinking Tito and Rick were battling it out in a blindfold match.
Oh, that would have been good. So he's facing. We're gonna see him here. The Executioner. It's a great mask. Do you know who this guy is, Glenn? I do. I'm just asking you.
Oh, Yoshi. Looks familiar.
He's got blonde hair hanging out of the side of his head, so he's not Asian.
He's got fucking blue ass eyes. No, he's probably not.
I was originally going to say Yoshi Kwan, but...
Yoshi Kwan was like English, wasn't he?
So maybe it is him.
It's That's Buddy my Rose. Answer.
Buddy Rose. Oh,
Playboy okay. Buddy Rose is the man under the mask. That's who that masked man is.
I saw a video of Playboy Buddy Rose out on Waikiki Beach with models today, cutting a promo.
Well, not today, because he's dead, but you mean like...
No, I meant I saw it aired today. I didn't see him doing it today.
That mask is a choice, too. Like, why? They're like, all right, buddy, we need you to get out there and put this mask on. Here's
How do you
Tito. Buy? I love Tito Santana.
I like Strikeforce Tito
Santana. I have no Tito Santana action figures, and that makes me sad. I need Tito figures.
I had an LJN and he was, there's not enough video, but he just stood there like this.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it wasn't a good one. I guess, like, when your move is the flying clothesline, I don't want you to fucking have your arm like this. Like, I need it in clothesline form, you know what I'm saying? So you can do your finishing maneuver. Goddamn.
You know, hard it was, you know how hard it was to try to have Hulk Hogan leg drop people back then?
I know.
With the stiff LJN figure?
You just have to drop them.
Oh, look at these ropes.
There we go. Crisscross. Those ropes are loose as fuck.
Yeah, they are. Holy smokes.
Every time somebody hits the ropes, they fucking get into the first row.
Man, those ropes remind me of Sonny and Nevermind.
Oh, goddamn, pal.
I'm going to go there.
No, don't.
Those ropes are dirty and give you a disease. If you...
I hear you. They might kill your grandfather. You never know.
Oh, God. Hell no.
Oh my goodness. I cannot get over how loose the ropes are. Like, that's crazy.
They're still just jiggling.
Well, this time nobody ever climbed up on the ropes or did anything like that apart from Jimmy Snuka, did they?
Wait a minute, Glenn. You mean to tell me that the fucking executioner here is not gonna do a fucking sunset a plancha or something?
Look at this. Playboy Buddy Rose is gonna do the Tiffany Stratton springboard moonsault.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a visual, wasn't it?
It really was.
I haven't
heard ring gear and everything. Yikes.
Was he still wearing the mask?
Yeah, he did have the mask on. Oh, he went to the knee. Rotten son of a... So Tito punched him in the face. That's there you go. Fuck this guy.
Oh, that's a good move. That's some street fighting move right there.
It really was. Too late. Tito learned that on the mean streets of... whatever Mexican city they said he was from.
Tocula?
Tocula, no, Mexico, maybe? Just stop switching in and they go and touch him again. And off they go. Make me seasick.
This is one hell of an opening match for the first ever WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
Playboy Buddy Rose.
to be fair, apart from the Darth Mars, this is a bit too good for us.
You're right. You're right. It doesn't last very long, though, so don't worry about that.
I feel like the show had like 19 matches. It was like an AEW production.
No.
But they all were like 6 minutes at most.
Yeah, no, it's not that many. There's a few. Buddy Rose, he was in that tag team with Doug Summers, right, in the AWA that feuded with the Midnight Rockers, right? I think that's the only thing I know about Buddy Rose. Otherwise, I know nothing.
Well, he's got a toe hold on him.
Look at that. I thought he had him.
What a counter to the drop to a toe hold.
You can't fuck with Tito Santana. Come on. Not Tito Santana. Arriba!
Tito has a good head of hair there, though.
He really does. It gets better, though, when he's in Strikeforce because it's like long and wavy.
Oh, yeah, he's got the back part, too. It's basically
he's a handsome,
beautiful mullet. He went after the girls in cars. I can't believe they let him out driving back then, but man.
Yeah, I mean, who would ever think woman driving a car? Can't believe it.
We're getting a Mexican destroyer.
I would have lost my mind.
A Mexican destroyer.
Oh, body slam here. Maybe the executioner.
He is going to the top rope. We joked about it.
We did. He's heading to the top rope.
Wow. Very slowly. Those ropes are sinking.
They really are. He's standing on the top rope and made it touch the bottom rope. I'm just kidding. My bad, but
it went that far.
Oh! I didn't think you were going to get the knees up. That's surprising.
Dang, he hit him in his burrito.
He got him right in the burrito. Thanks, Jesse Ventura. That sounds like something you would say.
Yeah. He got him in the burrito.
It's like he's here. It's like he's here. Oh, have a seat there, executioner. Look how that worked out.
Wow, there is
no. Hold on, let's see that one more time. The hell of a situation.
There is no outside the ring. He literally landed into the seat. That couldn't have worked out better for Playboy Buddy Rose.
That was great. Oh,
we got him.
He hit him with a flying burrito. I'm only saying that because Jesse Ventura used to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the figure four. I thought he was just going to pen at me. Well, he's locking him in the figure four here. Glenn, how do you say figure four in Spanish?
Something cuatro.
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it is.
Figuro Quattro.
I'm just confused. Come on, Tito. Let him go. I know he's got an ugly mask, but there you have it. Tito Santana, the winner of the opening match of WrestleMania. That's a trivia question.
Anybody would think that they knew what was going to happen there because the Fink was in the ring before he even submitted.
Glenn, if you have told me the first time had a mask coming out, there's no way he's beat Tito Santana.
I knew Tito was in it, but I didn't know he won by submission.
I mean, I would have thought that it was the flying four.
That was it.
That's what I would have assumed too, but apparently not.
No, he dragged him
back. They had to make a statement on Ric Flair and say,
"Yeah,
not only can he do the figure four,
yeah." This guy can do it better, and he's got better hair. I don't know if either of those are true, but I'm sticking by them.
Mm-hmm. He slept with less women.
That is now that one I can probably tell you is a fact.
Yeah.
That one I'm safe to go with. That's probably true. Oh, Lord Alfred just looking very stealth.
He's got the San Francisco 49ers colors going there, though.
He still has got a jacket on that he could do up.
He looks great.
Old Judo Hayes.
Judo, who's walking? Oh, it's SD Jones. Oh, God, he's in trouble. All right, let's hear what King Kong Bunny's going to say.
Moments from now,
oh, no, dude, SD Jones has to
say. If you're not ready by now, I guess you never will be. Special delivery.
This is the moment I've been waiting for. You know, everybody out there, get ready for the man. Oh, I'm ready. I'm going to get down with the biggest thing in town, King Kong Bundy and the Stoop, the music man. Today is the day for me, baby. I'm going to get down for you. Get ready, baby. Buy your hats. Buy your thing. This is the biggest in wrestling history. We're going to get down today, baby.
All right. Special delivery. Jones to collide with this whole mountain of a man, Jimmy Hart. King Kong Bundy. King Kong.
So they're just standing there looking at each other.
Baby. The biggest card in the history of professional wrestling. The biggest man in professional wrestling should be there. SD Jones, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about being in that corner. I want you to think about that big avalanche. And I want you to think about it. One, two, three, four. five, boom.
All right, special delivery, Jones to be King Kong Bundy. Next up.
King Kong Bundy's had a bunch of special deliveries of fucking pizzas. I'll tell you that right now.
King Kong Bundy looks like my mother-in-law if you shaved her head.
And her eyebrows, because he's got no eyebrows.
He's got no hair on him, so has he?
He is as waxed as the day he was born, Glenn. You're absolutely right.
Young Jimmy Hart's an impressive look.
That's why he looks like a giant thumb.
He does.
Oh God, yes.
There's no neck.
There's no neck.
There's barely a chin.
Well, actually, I think all of his neck has escaped around to the back, and where that big roll is, and that's all of his neck just in there in the back, I think.
It is. It's like just a bubble. I love the satin jacket.
Can you guys help me? Does anybody know what the fuck Special Delivery Jones was talking about? Anybody?
He's got special deliveries, Brent. You know, when you have to go answer the door.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's Jamaican. He's got special deliveries. Are you starting to get into Special Delivery Jones now?
I got it, pal. I got it. Yeah.
Do you think was he really Jamaican, or was he just kind of putting on a fake Jamaican accent there?
Let's have a look. Let's see if he's fully Jamaican. Special Delivery Jones. His name was Conrad, and by the looks of his last name, I'm gonna go with he's probably Jamaican. He was born in a country that I can't pronounce. So,
spell it.
I'm sorry, the British Leeward Islands.
Leeward Islands.
Yeah, the British Leeward Islands.
Sorry, in the Caribbean somewhere, isn't it?
He's in the Caribbean.
Okay, so that makes sense then.
So, yes,
okay,
he is special. Caribbean Jones. But no, seriously, I don't know. I don't understand a word.
It's all over.
Is it over already?
We didn't get a five count, but we got this pretty quick.
Oh, so he picked him up in a big bear hug. He got a special delivery right into the corner. I knew this match ended quickly, but I forgot for a second.
Special delivery spoke longer in his interview than he lasted in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were worrying about the ring action break. Yeah.
They might have been. They're like, Bundy, you can only hit the ropes once. That's all they're going to be able to take. Oh, wow.
There we go. A
big old splash.
He beat him in 25 seconds.
Three.
He forgot to ask for the five count, though, didn't he?
He did. This was a WrestleMania record for many years. Do you know what match broke this record for the quickest match in WrestleMania history?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I will give you a hint. It is in between WrestleMania 30 and WrestleMania 34.
Something with Santino Marello, maybe? I know. I do know. I do know.
Okay.
Or was that SummerSlam? Was it Daniel Bryan Sheamus?
No. That's not. That one was a little bit longer. You're close, but that's not it. Here's Doink the Clown without the face paint. Matt Bourne, by the way. You guys want me to tell you?
Yeah. Cool. I'll take it.
It was The Rock defeating Eric Rowan at WrestleMania 32. He beat him in
32. Oh, of course, yeah, because they spent about 10 minutes talking.
Yeah, yep.
Mm.
So, yeah, here's Matt Bourne, so a.k.a. Doink the Clown without the face paint.
It looks like medium John Studd. It is so hilarious.
Like, literally, they're having them come right in right after that. I see if the guys are staring at each other while the other guy's talking shit about them.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Hide your girlfriends. Look at this.
Steamboat is juiced to the gills here. At WrestleMania 3, he's like...
God.
He's like shredded, but like super athletic shredded here. He looks like he's injected every anabolic steroid on the East Coast into him.
You know, I like girls, but I think I could turn gay for Ricky Steamboat probably. 1980 Ricky Steamboat, forget about it.
The handsome man, that Dick Blood.
I'm sweating like I just saw Stacy Keebler. Jesus Christ.
His missus, when they went here, his missus would kill you.
Well, I think they're divorced now, aren't they? Matt Bourne from Portland, Oregon, allegedly.
Look at Ricky. I don't ever remember him being that jacked.
Old Dick Blood here. He is jacked. He is the Dick Blood is rock solid, if you know what I mean.
This would have been about the time when he was having all those classic matches with Ric Flair as well, wouldn't it?
Well, that would have been after WrestleMania 3, because that was like 80, probably like
89, 90.
Yeah, 89, I think.
And this is,
this is 85.
Years, 5 years before. Wow, yeah, he was more slender.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of more slender, Matt Bourne is way more slender.
Yeah.
This Doinky had a thick little body. He's looking svelte here. Svelte's a word I like to use, and I'm going to use it.
Did he still have the long hair as Doink?
Well, I don't know, because he had green hair. So
he had that
he had the wig.
Green hair on it.
So maybe not. Maybe they shaved him.
I bet this is going to be a pretty good match. These are two of the, probably the better workers at the time.
It don't last long. It doesn't much. But yeah, like we all, you know, the character or whatever, but Matt Bourne could always wrestle. You can't take that away from him. Even if he was Big Josh.
Probably was an intimidating, you know, coked out rage hound on roids, but.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he ever took steroids. He doesn't look like he has the body. Especially his joint, he doesn't have the body for steroids.
He looks more like a pie in a pint, man.
You saying a pie in a pint?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's good.
Oh, what a sell.
And Ricky taunting him with it, too.
I want to watch that again. I'm going to have to rewind it because I waited too long. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah.
That was pre-Rick Rude selling atomic drops, too.
It was. Good. Maybe that's where Rick Rude drew his inspiration from Matt Bourne. Who would have thunk it? Not me. You know the best thing about this match, Glenn, is clear definition of who the heel is and who the babyface is, because we've got black and white. That's what you got to do. Put them in separate colors so I know who I need to cheer for and who I need to blue. Boo.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see Ricky Steamboat come out, you already know who you're going to be cheering for.
It doesn't matter what he's wearing. Any time of day. I mean, sorry. Don't get me started again.
Whoa. Look at this kick to the head.
Oh. Ricky's on fire here. He's like a dragon. Were they calling him the dragon at this point?
No. It's just Ricky Steamboat.
I would have went with Richard Blood, personally. I would have just went full-blown Dick Blood all over the place. I would have been all my Dick Blood would have been over every territory.
No, that was Ric Flair.
Oh, God. That is disgusting. Sorry, the edibles I took are really kicking in now, so I might get really weird. Who knows? This referee is very short, man. He's no Pee Wee Anderson. He's the real Pee Wee Anderson because he's so short. Get it?
Very much short. Very Pee Wee, almost Herman-esque.
Something like that. Oh, what a suplex.
Yeah. We've got some multiple suplexes here from Doink. Can I just call him Doink?
They should have actually gave him the gimmick of the suplex. They should have called him Matt the Suplex Bourne. He's also selling this. He's also a really good selling. He's doing some really good sell jobs here. That was great. That fucking saw him, that punch that he just did.
For as great of a seller as Ricky was in the ring, watching the video where he lost his voice and they were trying to teach him how to speak again is some of like the worst acting you'll ever see. But it was so bad, it was fun to watch.
Who was that?
Remember, Macho put Ricky's throat over the guardrail
and made him
lose his voice. Okay. And they had a speech pathologist or whatever they're called try to teach him how to speak again. And they're like, say E, Ricky. And he's like shaking his head. And they're like, say E. And he goes, E. It's just so bad.
I don't think I've ever seen that, but I'm going to need to see it.
Yes, you have to. You have to watch it back. He's just like choking, trying to say the letter E.
That's funny. That's exactly what would happen. Here we go. Oh, these ropes are just like wobbly as fuck. It's crazy. I can't get over it. Oh, that was like a double smack to the flying smack to the face.
He's crawling up to the top. It's just sinking in.
Ricky up to the top. Flying cross body block. That's got to do it.
That's
got to
be it.
Two. Three and the sexiest motherfucker alive, Ricky Steamboat, is the winner. Goddamn, pal.
He had five wives over the years.
Ricky?
Yeah, only one child.
Well, he had five wives?
Five wives over the years.
Okay, at what point do you just go, you know what? You know, I don't think I'm going to get married anymore.
Yeah, his son was in NXT.
Yeah. In the original, like the original days. Yeah, I can't remember his name. It was Richie Steamboat.
Yeah, I feel like he lost the championship match, the very first championship match against Rollins.
No, it was Jinder Mahal.
Was it Jinder?
Yeah.
I feel like he was in that tournament, though.
He probably was. That sounds like it's probably, I only know the finals of it, so the rest of it, that sounds like it probably would be right, though, because I remember him being in NXT.
Yeah, he had Maureen Powers from 77 to 80.
There's Bonnie, or was it Bonnie?
Then Deborah Blood from 81 to 85. And then Bonnie Hastings from 85 to 2003. She's the one that always used to get involved with everything.
Yeah, yeah, she was Bonnie. The one who used to come to the ring with him.
And then Claudia Zablosky, 2004 to 2012. And up until
yesterday.
Yesterday, it is Sandy McAllister.
Married
in 2017.
Hopefully all these women have been married again. Otherwise, he's got like seven alimonies he's paying.
It's because fucking Brutus the Barber Beefcake walked next to the camera, so he fucked everything up. Fucking Brutus.
Brutus ruined everything.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, that's Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, but who's, you know who the other guy is?
Is it Ken? That's not Ken Patera, is it?
That's his son. That's his son, David Sammartino.
David Sammartino?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
He looks like a young, jacked Bruce Pritchard to me a little bit.
He does actually.
Unless oh my god!
What are these two cameos?
Well, clearly he's a male stripper, and this guy's his fucking manager slash pimp, obviously.
Okay, I need you to pull up a picture eventually, but whatever Brutus is wearing there right now looks just like Big Gay Al from South Park.
Get the fuck out of here. It does.
You know who I'm talking about?
But I don't remember what he used to wear.
He looks just like him. Get out of the way, Johnny. Oh, I need to see Brutus. It looks just
you're like in this playing up again, Brit.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
He does even here with Lush and Johnny Valiant.
He looks even more like him now that he's in the ring.
He does. I can't imagine why David Sammartino never had much of a wrestling career. Here comes Bruno Sammartino dressed like my grandfather.
It does look like Bruce Pritchard now that you're saying.
Doesn't he? It's like a long lost Pritchard brother.
I'm not saying that in a complimentary fashion either.
No. Where did he get that sweatshirt?
Bruno Sammartino, manager. They're not even mentioning who he
is. Well, it doesn't matter.
This is in New York City, so they're all cheering for Bruno right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It's David. He's from Pittsburgh.
What a shitty city.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you hate Pittsburgh. My bad. I was like, I'm thinking to myself, what do you got against Pittsburgh? But then it struck me. I'm like, oh, I don't remember.
Actually, it's a pretty beautiful city, and they've probably got the nicest baseball stadium in the country, but I still hate them.
It's the same reason why I hate the entire state of Iowa. And we've had some technical difficulties. If it happens again, and we're blaming it on Brutus Beefcake.
Not Luscious Johnny. Luscious Johnny would never do that thing.
He's definitely StreamYard.
It's got to be StreamYard related. Well,
it's video.
So it's like, I mean, what if I take the picture down? I mean, I know that takes away what we're doing here, but I'm just curious.
I mean, we can try. We can intimate what we're watching. I'll make up what I'm watching. I'll call this match without seeing it. Bruno Sammartino, his doughy ass.
He's out there doing whatever. Is he Italian, Sammartino? Yeah, duh. Come on. What's his name?
Yeah, like, Sammartino. You know, all that stuff. He just got done tossing pizzas. What are you talking about before the match?
He's like, come on, son, after the match, we'll have some gabagool.
Hey, Ma, we're out of the moots. We're out of the moots, Ma. Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. I'm don't let me send a Johnny pizza up there. The moots.
Come on.
Parmigiano.
It works fucking fine if I don't share the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we're not watching the video. I can just pull up the video on my phone.
I mean, yeah, I don't. I used to do that a long time ago, and I don't want to do that because it's a pain in the ass.
It certainly is.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Did you see what Beefcake just did there? He grabbed his crotch and started doing the Ric Flair crotch grab at him and said, I'm Big Gay Al.
It was really weird. Yeah. Nobody had any dollar bills either.
No, everyone is broke.
Well, this took a turn. We're gonna watch WrestleMania 1. We watched some of WrestleMania 1. I think it just doesn't want us to watch Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
It really only happened with Brutus.
Not a bad thing, really.
I mean, we can't argue with that.
No.
I'm seriously just gonna find something else just to put up just to see if it literally is Brutus the Barber Beefcake's fault.
I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, it ends in no contest anyway. So.
Oh god.
Well, goddamn spoiler! No, I'm just kidding.
We're gonna watch that to a no contest.
Well, Mayor, we're here for how good do you think it was?
I'm going to give it a 1.8 out of 10 just because of Bruno Sammartino being out there in New York for the evening.
So when I end this recording and StreamYard asks me how it went, I'm going to give it no stars. It didn't go good.
Didn't go good, and it was their fault.
Yeah,
you guys.
They'll blame it on your internet.
Oh, yeah. They will, and I'm going to send them back. And if I could send GIFs in email form, I'd send them a Shawn Michaels suck it one.
Oh, man, I've got the perfect one. You got to use my Hulk Hogan spit one.
Oh, purple.
I have people complain about that.
I've
actually had a couple people direct message me. Could you not use that? It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I hate it.
You should go then. I would say, well, unfollow me then. I would probably say to people if they said that to me. That's the kind of guy I am. Well, I guess that's it. We're gonna watch it next week, but we're not gonna fucking watch that fucking Brutus and Bart Beefcake. Or maybe we won't, depends on how StreamYard feels. I'll tell you that right now. But I guess, Glenn, who do we want to plug before we hang this mess up?
I'm booking the territory with Robin and Dan. Do it the first and last of wrestling. And they do their little side projects. It's Unstuck in the Datatory. And they're doing a new Being the Elite Gator Golf, but it's not golf this time. They're doing all sorts of other stupid...
It's a bottle flip. It's where you try to flip the bottle and make it land. Yeah,
that's
like
the first episode was the bottle flip. And of course...
The Doctor Who Podcast with Danny Insight on the SJP World Media.
Identity Wrestling with DC and Doc.
There you go. Give all those fine people a follow and a listen. What about you walking in Memphis?
Walking in Memphis. Even though this video kind of collapsed.
Again, didn't it?
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, even though this video kind of collapsed and fell apart a little bit, one person that never falls apart is Thomas Bryce, and you can follow him at Thomas Bryce 2017. Check him out on Sportswire Radio, right above Glenn. He's pointing right at it there at sportswireradio.org. Either Brent fell into a coma or...
Frozen again.
He's frozen. Oh, guys, she's moving again. Okay, we got him back to life. Bring me back to life with Evanescence is playing. I'm not going to sing that one. But anyway, Sportswire Radio, Thomas Bryce 2017. Check me out, Eating Things, Mayor of Canton on Twitter.
Yes.
And, Eat Things, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Delicious. What's that, good sir?
That what you had this week looked delicious.
Oh yeah, it was Cajun corn. Very good. Yeah, good stuff. Wingstop. Their ranch is the best in the world.
I'm not a ranch guy, so I guess I can't debate that, but yeah, follow all those things. I'm gonna go ahead and get the fuck out of here as quick as I possibly can before this fucking video fucks up even more and really starts to piss me off. So make sure you check out Warren Attitude. We're at the 51st episode. That is out every Wednesday. Also, check out I Don't Know Shit, The Lifetimes of Psycho Say, where you can see Sid walking him. He's whipping people in Memphis, really. So it's whipping in Memphis. You can check all of that out on YouTube. Give us a follow on Instagram. Give us a follow on Threads. And that's it. That's all. The only thing left to do is for Glenn to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome everyone to World Wrestling Federation presents WrestleMania.
Is WrestleMania the biggest wrestling extravaganza of all time?
Welcome everyone, Gorilla Monsoon here at ringside with my colleague Jesse the Body.
They're going nose to nose. Mr. T and Rowdy Roddy Piper.